Break-ins to businesses were 65.1% higher last year compared to 2021, with police suggesting it's usually one person or a group of people who hits multiple locations. There were 71 business break-ins last year compared to 43 incidents the year before, according to the Moose Jaw Police Service's 2022 statistical summary presented during the January 16 Board of Police Commissioners meeting. Total break-ins, business, residence, and other, decreased by 9.9% last year over 2021, with police laying 283 charges versus 314 the year before. There were 147 residential break-ins last year versus 166 incidents, an 11.4% decrease from the year before, while there were 65 other break-and-enters last year compared to 105 incidents, a 38.1% drop from the year before. Break-ins are part of the category of crimes against property, which saw an overall 5% increase, with police recording 2,073 incidents last year versus 1,975 incidents the year before, the data showed. "This is something that we're aware of and monitoring," said SUPT. Taylor Mickleboro. "It's encouraging to see that our patrol unit, along with our K-9 unit, has had some success in apprehending and charging people while they're in the act of committing these offenses. As well, our criminal investigation section is still investigating a number of these occurrences and trying to get the root cause of the problem. There are several factors with business break-ins, such as it's usually the same person or group of people who targets multiple business storage bays," he continued. "That can drive up numbers, which is what happened last year. Furthermore, officers know that stolen property becomes a form of currency for people involved in the drug trade," said Mickleboro. "People will break into businesses and steal items that they can quickly flip to their drug dealer for products." Other crimes against property last year versus 2021 showed: motor vehicle theft, 68/64, theft over $5,000, 21/17, theft under $5,000, 875/709, arson, 9/34, mischief over $5,000, 332/371, crimes against people. There were 465 charges for crimes committed against people in 2022, compared to 471 incidents the year before, a drop of 1.3%, the data showed. There was one homicide, solved and charges laid, last year compared to zero in 2021 and three attempted homicides, all solved, compared to two in 2021. While the total number of assaults declined by 11.9%, 274 incidents last year versus 311 the year before, there were still some concerning increases in weapon assaults and aggravated assaults, said Police Chief Rick Barassa. "We've talked about that. How over the last couple of years we've seen an increase in the level of violence in some cases," he remarked. "We continue to respond to those types of calls and lay charges where appropriate." Total assaults last year versus 2021 included: sexual, 55/61, common, 201/187, with a weapon, cause bodily harm, 52/47, aggravated, 7/5, against police, 11/11. Other crimes against people showed: robbery, 8/5, threats under section 810, 81/57, domestic disputes, 104/164. Commissioner Mary Lee Booth, board chair, expressed concern about aggravated assaults and robberies, noting those would likely be included in the community's Violent Crime Severity Index, CSI, score. "There has been a decrease in civility across Canada during the past few years," agreed Barassa. "The increase in property crime is often associated with the drug trade and people needing resources to purchase illicit substances." Other crimes: impaired driving, 124/131, failing to obey a court order, 813/882, vehicle collisions over $1,000, 294-243. Liquor infractions, 153-165. Summary offense tickets, 1,388-1,758. Total calls for service last year were 19,143, compared to 16,048, a 19.3% jump, in 2021. The next police board meeting is Thursday, February 9th.